It's night time. You get into bed. You set your alarm. You turn off the light. You lie back and close your eyes. And then an hour later, you're still awake and trying to will your body to fall asleep. Please, you tell it you have a big meeting tomorrow. Why aren't you sleeping properly now, you big idiot? Does that sound familiar? Unfortunately, to me, it does. Every so often, I have trouble falling asleep, and when I decided to do this episode, I did so with ulterior motives, to look up what will get me to sleep on time already. Let's discuss how to get enough Z's.
Welcome to One Rep at a Time, a podcast from CultFit that encourages you to become a healthier, better, and happier version of yourself by building small, sustainable habits. Let's welcome your host, Deepak Gopalakrishnan, or Chuck.
Hello and welcome to episode 14 of One Rep at a Time. I hope you had a good, solid 7 hours of sleep, at least, last night. You know, I'm going to start giving practical greetings like this from now on. Welcome to One Rep at a Time. I hope your back didn't ache today. Welcome to One Rep at a Time. I hope you never stub your toe again. Don't mind me. This is what happens when you cross 35. Anyway, what were we talking about? Yes, sleep. Let's talk about how to ensure that you're out like a light as soon as you go to bed. I did my research and now I'm going to tell you 6 tips for sleeping like a baby. Firstly, train your body to follow the day's rhythm. This means sleep and wake up at the same time every day. And yes, even on weekends. When you wake up, get some natural light. It's good for vitamin D, but also to wake the body up and get it ready for the day. Let natural light in as much as you can during the course of the day and make your bedroom cool and dark at night. This will ensure your body winds down naturally and effectively once the sun goes down and a good night's sleep will follow suit. I could go into the why, but there's plenty of this stuff online. It's got to do with the circadian rhythm and all that. Let's just say you sleep better when you sleep at fixed time. Got that? Second, exercise during the day. Oops, what's that? I've managed to sneak in exercise even during an episode on sleep. Yes, there is no escape from that, my friends. Even 10 minutes of daily activity can help you get a sounder and happier sleep at night. Working out reduces insomnia, improves sleep apnea, and increases the quality of your sleep itself once you've built a proper workout habit. The only thing that you need to ensure is that you don't exercise too close to bedtime and keep a probably 3-hour gap between gym time and bedtime, and you should be good to go. Third, eat well. I won't go into too much detail because, hey, we have spoken a lot about that in previous episodes. But in a nutshell, don't have too much sugar, too much caffeine, alcohol or nicotine. Well, it's true in general, but especially so before bedtime. Especially the coffee part. Dear goodness, having an espresso after 6 and you might as well try giving up on sleep till 3 a.m. Anyway, have a light dinner and try to keep 90 minutes to 2 hours before finishing dinner and hitting the sack. Chamomile tea is great to help you before going to bed though, as is warm milk and turmeric. Fourth, and this is a tough one, I know. Try to avoid screens at night. Whether it's your TV, your tablet, your phone, try to put it away at least an hour before you go to bed. Why? Well, TV will stimulate you instead of letting you calm down. Unless you're watching something like golf. I mean, never mind. Also, the blue light emitted by your screens will disrupt your end of day wind down and give you trouble in the snoozing department. So stop doom scrolling and pick up a physical book and perhaps even a Kindle instead. That screen is fine. Fifth, prep the bedroom. Your bedroom should look like an inviting place to have a good night's sleep. That means decluttering it, clearing the bed of everything, setting a cool temperature, getting good shades so that external light doesn't seep in, maybe even a good soundproofing window if you live in a noisy area, soft lighting, whatever puts you in a good state to go to sleep. And lastly, chill out. Really, stress is a big one when it comes to disrupting sleep, or let's face it, disrupting life. Try to relax before going to bed, whether it's done by putting on some nice calm music, taking a warm bath, sipping some chamomile, listening to some guided meditation, doing some breathing exercises. There are many ways you can do this. Find a calming routine that you enjoy and try to make it a habit. This will help with sleep, but also in being more relaxed and mindful every day. I'm going to give all these a shot myself. And I hope you do too. Tell me how they end up working for you. All right, let's get to cool down, shall we? While we're on the topic, I thought we'd cool down with some very unusual sleep phenomena. Not being able to sleep is one thing, but some people are actually terrified of falling asleep itself. This unfortunate phenomenon is called somniphobia. Once you fall asleep, some people are deathly afraid of dreams or nightmares. This is called onirophobia. Oneiros is a Greek word for dream, which is why the popular Neil Gaiman character The Sandman is also called Oneiros by many folks, but I digress. You know that irresistible urge just to stay in bed all day, huddled up and cozy? That doesn't sound half bad and is called clinomania. And when you've woken up and really, really can't get out of bed, that's called dysania. Damn. And lastly, there's a particular kind of sleep-related eating disorder in which people eat, and sometimes even cook, food when they're asleep without any intention to. Folks, there's some weird sleep stuff out there. Sleep on time, sleep well, and sleep tight. And that's it for the 14th episode of this podcast, all about going to sleep better, which I hope you didn't do during this podcast itself. If you'd like to say hi, my details are in the notes of this episode, and I'll see you here tomorrow. Remember, like your exercise routine, take life one rep at a time. See you soon, folks, and good night.
You've been listening to One Rep at a Time by Cult Fit. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're looking for sustainable weight loss coaching, check out the Cult Transform program on the Cult Fit app or website. See you on the next episode.